Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Kuby's Sausage House, and Kuby's Game Processing in Dallas, where I get all my game processed, and the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma. Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton here. I think it is time for me to give you a Dutch kettle recipe, and one that you're going to enjoy. Now, you can cook shepherd's pie. That's what we're going to discuss in depth. You can cook this on top of the stove at home and put it in your oven. You can cook it like that. But let me tell you, it's a whole lot more fun at camp in a Dutch kettle. And the term shepherd's pie may sound a little intimidating to some of you. It's an old recipe, probably from Scotland. I'm not sure exactly where it originated, but somewhere over in the British Isles, mutton is what was used, you know, for shepherd's pie. The shepherds would cook it because it was kind of easy to do. Potatoes are a key ingredient. Let me walk you through it, and don't think it's going to be something very complicated. It's very simple to cook. But I'm going to go through the way that I cooked some of it here a couple of days ago. We filmed it for our show, A Sportsman's Life, step by step by step. But you don't need to really watch the film to learn how to do it. Get your cast iron Dutch kettle with a lid. You need a lid that's recessed on top so it'll hold some coals. Get you a fire going. I cooked everything out on an open fire. But I had some split oak wood. You know, get you some wood, you know. And actually you're going to be frying the meat first. So I use some ground wild pork. You could use hamburger. You could use mutton, but I doubt if many of you are going to do that. Ground meat works really good in this. You'd have to cook the mutton down, you know, like a stew or something. But let's concentrate on ground beef or ground pork. Get your cast iron skillet. Put just a little cooking oil in it so that ground meat won't stick. Get it over the flame. Get those flames licking up from that hardwood fire to your cast iron pot. About a pound and a half of meat. That's about right. So get it in there. Get it good and hot. And get it sizzling. Chop up an onion and put that in there. This is so simple that you know just track with me, and I guarantee you'll probably want to be trying this yourself real soon. Now, that's the basics of it. You're going to need some mashed potatoes, but I don't need to tell you how to make mashed potatoes. But I will tell you to season those with some black pepper, salt, and put a little more garlic in those mashed potatoes than you normally would. So just have your mashed potatoes made and stuck in a bowl somewhere. Have them ready. Now, when this meat is done and your onion is translucent, it's time to add the vegetables. Now, quick way, and it's just as good as any way, is to get you a package of frozen vegetables, you know, that's got English peas, green beans. You want that carrots in it. No potatoes, because you're going to put potatoes on top. You're going to put your mashed potatoes on top. But vegetables that you like. English peas is always a big deal. Put you some celery if you like celery. Vegetables that you like, chop them up, you know, real fine. Now, cooking outdoors on a cast iron pot to me is all about a one pot deal. I don't want to be cleaning three or four different pots out at camp. So I've got that one Dutch kettle. Got the meat cooked. I've got the vegetables in it. And the fire now is going to be dying down a little bit by the time you put the vegetables, making coals, which you're going to need. I just cook with wood coals, you know, the after the wood burns down, the coals that are left, you can use, charcoal if you want to do that, lump or the briquettes, either way. So you've got your vegetables, you've got your ground meat all stirred up together, and you've got them done. Now, it's simple as this. Those potatoes, those mashed potatoes that are seasoned, get those over there by the fire, pull the lid off that old Dutch kettle, slap you four or five big old spoonfuls of mashed potatoes on top of the ingredients of your vegetables and your meat. Take a spatula and just kind of level those potatoes out, those mashed potatoes, just like if you were leveling concrete, really. So you're going to have, how thick, you'll ask? Well, it doesn't really matter. You're probably going to have an inch and a half of mashed potatoes on top, at least an inch, but maybe an inch and a half. Now, once they're those mashed potatoes are leveled over the top of it, I like to kind of ruffle the top of those potatoes up. It seems to cook better in the finished product. They just kind of browns a little bit better, you know? So kind of take your spatula and ruffle up the top of those mashed potatoes and add a little more black pepper. It just kind of gives those potatoes a little added flair. If you like garlic a whole lot, sprinkle a little garlic, a little extra garlic on top. Probably won't need any more salt. The one thing you're going to have to watch, the only tricky thing of this recipe is do not use too much salt, because you're going to season your meat, and then you're probably going to re-season your vegetables when you put them in, and your potatoes already have salt in them from, you know, when you made your mashed potatoes. So kind of be careful on the salt. You don't want to get it too salty. So then it gets really easy. Put the lid, the top, on your Dutch kettle, and you've got all your ingredients in there with the potatoes on top, mashed potatoes on top. Layer a lot more coals on top than you are going to put underneath. What I'll do is just make a little ring of coals and on the ground, and then I'll set that cast iron Dutch kettle right in the middle of it. So you don't want a lot of coals underneath it, but you do want plenty of coals, embers from the campfire, whatever, charcoal briquettes on top, because you want to cook that, you want to brown those mashed potatoes from the top. So you want a lot more heat coming from the top than you do from the bottom. So from here, it kind of gets even more easy. I let it go for about 20 minutes, and you'll see the steam start coming off of that, out from underneath that lid on that Dutch kettle, and you'll be able to smell that shepherd's pie cooking. So after about 20 minutes, lift the lid on that. Be careful not to knock any ashes into your ingredients, of course, but I actually use a pair of vice grips is what I use. There's a tool made for lifting the lids on Dutch kettles, but I usually just grab it with a pair of vice grips. Pick it straight up and look at it. If it's not brown like you want it, set that lid back down and let it go another 10 minutes. You don't have to worry a whole lot about burning that the potatoes on the top, because the heat is coming from the top down. So, you know, 20, 30 minutes at the most should have it golden brown. But that'll be something. Cooking with cast iron, there's a lot of variables. One of them is the ambient temperature outside. If you're cooking out and it's 20 degrees, it may take 40 minutes to get those potatoes brown. Or if your coals are not as hot as they might be, it may take you longer. If they're real, real hot, it may take you shorter. But 20 minutes and then check it. That's what you want to do. Folks, I hope this has helped you a little bit. Our video show, Jeff Rice and I was talking about that, Carbon TV. We filmed this process here, and it's on a current show of A Sportsman's Life. So you can check it out on Carbon TV. We've also got it there on YouTube. It's not too many people watch it on YouTube, but you can search A Sportsman's Life on YouTube and watch this. I think you'll enjoy it. Folks, I've enjoyed our guest, and I really, really, really appreciate you tuning in, all of you. You've been listening to us now for 14 years, almost 14 years every week, talking about the outdoors. If any of you want to contact me, that's easy. Just go to catfishradio.org, catfishradio.org, and my email address is right there. You might have a recipe or a hunting fishing tip that you want me to share, or you may want to be a guest on the show. I welcome you, but it'll all start with an email there, and the address is at catfishradio.org. Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun-related, Kubi's Game Processing in Dallas, Air Force Air Guns, and the 22.5 Mechanical Frog. Check out this awesome topwater bait by going to mechanicallure.com.